Football purists will tell you special teams are a third of the game, though in reality that fraction is far smaller. But that's not to say a special team's success, or a catastrophe, can't determine a result. The Tar Heels of head coach Mac Brown's second stint in Chapel Hill experienced their fair share of the latter. Among the lowlights, a muffed onside kick at NC State in 2021, which gave the Wolfpack the opening they needed to finish off a miraculous comeback victory. That game also saw NC State block a punt and recover it for a touchdown. Last season's disastrous loss against James Madison in Keenan Stadium featured both of those exact plays. The Dukes executed a perfect onside kick and blocked a UNC punt for a touchdown. Another blocked punt against Syracuse the year before, though it came in a Tar Heel win, resulted in an injury to longtime punter Ben Kiernan, knocking him out for the remainder of the season. There's no way around it. UNC's special teams have been far from it in recent years. Who better to change the tide than the supposed guru of special teams himself? New head coach Bill Belichick, a long snapper in his brief playing days, was renowned across the NFL for his devotion to special teams. Since coming to Chapel Hill, Belichick has brought in a new special teams coordinator, Mike Prefer. Like his boss, Prefer has extensive NFL experience, having worked for six different franchises across a span of two decades. With that in mind, it's easy to see why Belichick was drawn to his new hire. Prefer remembered his interview in January lasting 2 hours, and a job offer wasn't far behind. He said Belichick's appreciation for the art of special teams stood out.
Our head coach understands the importance of special teams. I've worked for head coaches that did not. This gentleman does.
At the same time, Prefer recognized the unappetizing aspects of being a special teamer. When your teammates are catching touchdowns or sacking the quarterback, covering a kickoff or serving as a punt protector can seem dull by comparison. But it's that dimension of special teams which can serve as a litmus test of who deserves to see time on the field. Only those who express enthusiasm for the seemingly mundane, Prefer said, will touch the field as a Tar Heel special teamer this season.
You have to love the game of football because covering kickoff is not easy. Returning a kickoff is not easy. You know, being on punt protection, you're a 200-pound safety and you have a 300-pound D lineman coming when they're in their punt safe look. You have to love the game of football to do things the right way, to play at a high level all the time, and that's what we're looking for. Those are the type of young men that we're looking for, and I think we have a lot of those guys on this team.
Belichick, as much as he could, seemed happy with his new hire.
You know, Mike's done a good job with them, and it's a very competitive situation, a lot more so than we had earlier in the year, so excited to see how all these guys play out.
UNC's much-publicized roster turnover hasn't left special teams unscathed. The Tar Heels will trot out a new kicker following the departure of veteran Noah Burnett in the offseason. Tom McGinnis returns at punter, though he will duke it out with Eastern Illinois transfer and fellow Aussie Jacob Horvath for UNC's starting job. With numerous position battles and a wide variety of teams to compile, Prefer's job is arguably one of the most logistically challenging of any coach on Belichick's staff. He is required to wrangle and drill at least 66 people every practice, 11 players for six special teams units. But Prefer said he's ready for anything.
There's a lot of coordination there, which I love. I love the challenge of it. But at the bottom line is that we have to make sure that we put the right players in the right spots, teach them the right techniques, get the right schemes, and help them be successful and help our football team to become successful.
Will a key special teams play decide UNC's opening game against TCU the night of September 1st? In all likelihood, no. But fundamentally sound special teams play is a foundational piece of any solid football operation, and no team is able to withstand repeated mistakes in that area. The Tar Heels under Belichick like to say they get 1% better every day. And for a special teams unit which has been decidedly unspecial in years past, any step in the right direction, however small, can be counted as a good start. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.